My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time to head to the BetQL guest hotline in just a bit. We'll be joined by Brian Baldinger, trying to track him down. And so join us to break down Commanders Bucks and the rest of week one, which starts tonight in about 12 and a half hours.
I'm pumped
hours.
To have him on weekly because he's as good as anybody at breaking down film each and every week.
Fantastic.
Super passionate about it. Very knowledgeable. I mean, there are a lot of guys that do that nowadays.
Yep.
You see quarterbacks doing it on YouTube. You see guys like Greg Cosell, but Baldy's up there.
I wouldn't know the first thing about breaking down film. I love what these guys do, the film nerds. They're amazing at it. I wouldn't know the first thing I'd be looking for or looking at. All I do is I can look at highlights.
You follow the ball.
Yeah, I can just look at highlights, and I can tell if somebody blew an assignment maybe and your quarterback gets destroyed. Mm-hmm. But I can't break it down schematically like Baldy.
Well, it's also...
like,
it's really tedious.
Logan Paulson or the million other people that do it.
You could do the basics.
The very basics.
You could do the basics like, there's seven guys on the line right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to run the football.
I would be the worst film bro ever. There's no way I can do it.
It's all, if you've ever seen the All 24, which I'm sure you have, it is very tedious. There's no audio accompanying it. You don't have anybody kind of holding your hand through it. You really got to watch it and lock in. Yeah.
You're not breaking down cover two versus cover three versus quarters.
I don't know what a Tampa 2 defense is. Am I supposed to know that?
Like, you kind of do. That's basic.
I don't think I really know.
I always forget when somebody's like, they're running out 12 personnel or it's 11 personnel.
I don't really know the X, the Y, the Z. I don't really know it.
I just like watching guys score touchdowns, break long runs, accumulate fantasy points.
That's what it comes down to. I mean, fantasy guys.
That's the way I digest football.
When you tried out for Eleanor Roosevelt's football team,
for 2.5 days,
it's been documented. You didn't even last three full practices.
Now, to be fair, I tried to get into football when I was a junior in high school. I had no experience whatsoever playing it because my parents were too scared for this dainty temple of a mom.
You're
to be
also
out on a football
like
field.
5'7". I mean.
You 5'8".
You try out for the old line.
Maybe 5'9" in high school.
Yeah.
Now he's shrinking down a little bit.
You know what? I'm starting to think I've said that when I had my physical, the doctor said that I was an inch shorter, but my wife went for her checkup yesterday and she was an inch shorter. I think that the doctor like somehow like changed their ruler system on the wall or whatever the heck's going on. Like, there's no reason we would both be 1 inch shorter than a year ago.
If you buy into any of these reels that I watch with all these gurus, you can fix your posture, which can help your height. You really can. Like, I, especially a guy like me, my posture is pathetic. I mean,
you're a slumper and a sloucher.
What about stretching?
I don't have my shoulders
back. What about
back.
Stretching?
Stretching.
Yeah, that can help.
There's one guy swears he gained like inch and a half or so just doing these hanging stretching exercises.
Hanging around.
Yeah. Says he went from like 6'1 to like 6'3.
Hanging from a bar and stretching his body out?
I didn't see. Hey, listen, I'm not going to do it.
Okay. Anyway, I'm calling shenanigans on the doctor who has measured both me and my wife and says we're both 1 inch shorter than a year ago. Like something changed there.
Possibly. Or you just got a bad measurement a year ago. Who knows? It's very imprecise. When they
totally.
Kind of, when they
still the bar. Still put the bar that comes down your head.
Like the ruler and the pencil.
I don't even think she does that. I think she does it with like the wall.
Yeah, stands up.
I mean, there has to be a better system. Much like there's a better system than the stupid chain gangs that we're going to see on the sideline for the NFL. Right. Come up with a better system.
Right.
Please measure people properly.
Right. Yeah, I think, but I do think shrinking in like bone deterioration and all that other stuff, that is a real thing.
Of course.
You know, that is a real thing.
Am I getting osteoporosis as we're talking? I need more calcium.
Dude, I'm telling you, it was eye-opening for me when my doctor told me a long time ago that I actually had arthritis.
Okay.
And I thought that was for, you had to be like 80 plus.
Sure.
I'm like, what do you mean I got arthritis? I'm making my 40s.
Dude, I've had it in my ankle since I was 20. Yeah.
And then every surgery you get, it's inevitable you're going to get arthritis sooner.
Last surgery I had, vasectomy.
You have arthritis of the penis.
You count that as a surgery?
It's definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's not a surgery.
It's a procedure.
What about colonoscopy?
No.
Procedure.
That's a procedure.
I think vasectomy is a minor surgery.
A minor surgery.
If you count that as a surgery, what about LASIK? Is LASIK?
Haven't had that. I'm telling you. This body.
They call it eye surgery.
This body, very few scalpels have touched it.
But hold on. A vasectomy, they're literally cutting you open and you're bleeding, right?
Yeah, that's surgery. I don't care what JP says.
Yeah, if you cut you open and you're bleeding, that's surgery.
They don't put you to sleep. It's like 10 minutes.
We need all the doctors listening. Do you consider a vasectomy a surgery? 800-636-1067.
I think it's a 100% surgery.
Chance they consider
I think it's a surgery. Put it this way. I don't know because my wife always goes right down the old slide. Like when you have babies and you have a C-section, you're not out.
Well, that's
right?
Definitely a surgery,
That's
too.
Definitely a surgery, too. Yeah. Like moving your organs all around.
Maybe it's a surgery.
I think it is.
If that's a surgery, I might be into double digits on surgeries.
Well, yeah.
You probably are.
You're riddled with arthritis.
Because do you call an endoscopy a
your
surgery?
Body's hurting.
No.
That's not a surgery,
Where
right?
They just throw something down your throat? I don't think that the little camera down your throat.
It's about the same. I'll tell you this. An endoscopy is about as invasive as a vasectomy. I've had both.
I understand. It's invasive, and I'm sure it sucks. But they're not cutting you open. I think the line is cutting you open and blood.
I think you're barely cut open on a vasectomy.
I mean,
dude, you saw the hairy guy's... when he had right?
Yeah, Steve.
Well, you have to take off your pants.
Steve, the guy who lived in the yurt.
No, but didn't you see when they cut him open?
Yes, I was right there.
Yeah.
I was basically a doctor for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
There's no scar left behind.
There's definitely a scar. You want to see mine?
You got a scar?
It's very
I got no
small.
Scar.
It's small.
Where exactly is it located?
Can you have such delicate? A dainty, delicate skin system that you have a scar?
Is it like your potato sack?
No, it's very, it's very small, though.
Yeah.
Well, how do you see it? You're really looking down there?
I mean, I inspect the goods sometimes. You have to. I mean, it's one of the most important parts of your body.
I think definitely people that have had complications, like my brothers, who look literally like an eggplant afterwards, they would consider it a surgery.
And not the silly eggplant emoji.
It kind of did look like that.
I think it was massive.
I think based on the definition, I think the vasectomy is a surgery.
Yeah. All right. All right, people are calling.
Why are you listening to him? He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'm not.
We're going to do what Drab hates. We're going to take unscreened calls.
Perfect.
Okay? Sorry.
Love it. It is an open line Thursday, by the way. We're sleeping on the fact.
I could take an unscreened call, Valdez. It's okay.
Open line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it is where you live, Ricky. That's where you live.
All right. Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Hey, this is Nick from Riverdale.
All right. What do you think, Nick? Is that a surgery or what?
I had a vasectomy 2 years ago, and they absolutely put me to sleep. It is absolutely a surgery.
Absolutely a surgery.
Yeah, I would agree.
They didn't put you to sleep? You're awake.
So awake.
Yeah.
I was the most awake.
Yeah. Were you traumatized by it all, or it was fine? No problem.
It was fine. I was right back to my old self.
Hey, good for you.
You just gotta make sure that you don't have a slip up in like the first 10 to 15 times after.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, we can all address that in a couple days.
Sure. That's no problem.
That's not a problem.
You gotta get rid of the old. I have no problem getting rid of the old inventory.
Yeah.
Make sure there's nothing live there.
But there is a relief when you can fire off blanks.
Sure. I'm drawing so dead every time.
I'm trying to think what was more humiliating for me. I've had some fairly humiliating experiences. Like, we all have to do the colonoscopy, right?
Yeah,
it's part of life.
Sure.
But I do find it, I've had two now, extremely vulnerable. You're on your side. Your cheeks are hanging out. You know, they're putting the vacuum cleaner in there.
Yeah, but they give you the propofol. You just don't care.
I like that. But until then,
yeah,
I don't like putting on the gown. I feel like a sissy.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
You just feel vulnerable.
So vulnerable. And I turn over my side, and my whole backside's hanging out.
It's right there for all those nurses to see.
And they're all looking at you.
Yeah, but they've seen it a million times.
I know they
have. It doesn't even affect them.
I'm just embarrassed.
Yeah.
But luckily you're asleep. And like within 3 seconds.
But then I was doing those treatments for the, you know, where they do the wave therapy.
Sure.
And I was getting literally in female stirrups.
Mm-hmm.
I was going into this office in Rockville. And just a guy I just met.
Yeah.
You know, he probably barely qualified.
Mm-hmm.
He just put my feet up in the stirrups and he put some gel on my, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Potato sack.
In a sensitive area.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, and then we're talking about Kenny Anderson. And he's just
That's random. Yeah. Kenny Anderson?
He's from New York City, who's a point guard that we were talking about.
Is he shooting like radio waves at your nether regions?
Yeah, so for 10 minutes, I'm getting these radio waves on my boat. You know, yeah.
Did you tell him to put a 106.7 in the fan?
Yeah.
Radio waves.
Right. Nice one, JP.
But then
like
the other one, I've had three. I consider these traumatic, emotional, difficult things. I can't understand how women feel when they go in for all their checkups and everything.
Of course.
Is when the doctor noticed microscopic blood in my urine, which can be fairly normal, but he wanted to make sure I didn't have something horrible. So I went in there and the surgery center.
It wasn't about, presenting itself.
I mean, maybe like a thumb.
Yeah.
I mean, bad. Like nothing. Nothing.
I understand.
And they have a spotlight.
Yeah.
And all the nurses are coming over there and they're spraying stuff and they're flopping around. And
sure.
And it's and then he puts the pipe cleaner in there and then it's a show.
Yeah.
They have to put the camera in there.
I don't like that. Don't like the sound of that.
That's humiliating.
Let's go to Dr. Bob.
Can we have a doctor listening?
I mean, allegedly. I'm going to have to question his bona fides.
Actually, he might not.
Cakes always does the bona fides.
I have to figure out where he went to med school.
At least see if it's legit.
I mean, come on. We got
to
do a little
bit. If he went to one in, like, Panama.
It could be Dr. Bob that Jason used to subscribe to his pics.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Bob.
He was good for at least 1 year.
Dr. Bob, undergrad and med school. Where did you go?
I went to the University of Scranton undergrad, and I went to Temple University Medical School.
You love Pennsylvania.
Snubs. There you go.
You love Pennsylvania.
That's
so
all right.
More than Pites.
What's wrong with Temple?
It's all right.
I'm still an Eagles fan.
All right. What do you say on the vasectomy? Surgery?
It is definitely a surgery. There's a spectrum of surgery. You've got a minor one like a vasectomy. Then you've got, the resection of the aorta. Which is a major surgery.
Sounds pretty major.
It's definitely considered surgery. And I do colonoscopies. So that's a procedure. That's not...
Not a surgery. Don't you think the cutoff is bleeding? If you bleed, it's a surgery.
Yeah, if you remove a skin cancer, that's a surgery. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to bleed to death, but you know you've got to sew it up.
Hey, Dr. Bob, what percentage of your patients actually perform? I don't know how to say it during the procedure of a colonoscopy.
What do you mean perform? Oh, well, make a duty?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, how often have I been excreted upon?
Yes,
splattered.
That's very rare, fortunately, because when you go in, you make sure the first thing you do, and when you get splattered upon once, you'll never make this mistake again. Mm. You always suction when you first go in.
Okay, good.
Anything right. Interrupt the
mirror. The whole thing is so horrible.
Because it happened with a buddy of mine. A buddy of mine did that.
Embarrassing.
And it happened. It was all over the table.
Yeah, but hold on. That's why you do all your clean out. Right,
I know, but he didn't do it. He didn't do it enough.
Wasn't thorough.
He wasn't good.
Hey, Dr. Bob, how do I know if my aorta is leaky? Because if it's leaking, then I am going to bleed to death. How would I know that? Scary.
You're probably you're not. As they say, it's going to be over soon. Because if your aorta is leaking, you're not making it.
Oh, that's trouble. That's real.
I think that's actually kind of what happened to Craig when he
isn't that how John Ritter died? I think he had like a
ruptured aorta,
like exploded.
Yeah.
If that happens, it's sayonara.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the cheery call.
If you happen to be in the hospital, you'll be okay.
Yeah. The cheery call. We asked him to call.
Yeah, but he had to talk about exploding aortas.
I think we've hit death thongs and divas today because he's wearing his shirt against the divas.
There you go. Game worn.
Death and dongs right there.
What is this going to fetch on the interwebs? Game worn.
I think
you're a junk smart.
I'll be honest with you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You want to do an experiment? I think you get $1,000 for that.
$1,000?
I'm not kidding. Well, I think if you put that on eBay.
We all sign it.
You sign it.
Yeah. Well, if you all sign it, I would keep $1,000.
Would you put it on eBay? But see, it's still sentimental and
you're
a hoarder.
Kind of, yeah, I'm kind of, yeah.
So you actually wouldn't do it.
Both of those things.
You wouldn't do it.
I probably would keep it. I don't know why. Just hanging in my closet.
It's so dumb.
I know what I mean.
It is.
I'll never wear it outside of here, ever.
Maybe I'll put mine up for auction for $1,000.
Sure.
That'd be the minimum bid.
Minimum bid's $1,000.
Yeah, and if nobody wants it.
I would put it up with the buy it now, $1,000, boom, Somebody buys it.
You know what,
that's
Cakes?
All I need.
Let me take a picture of you, and yes, I'll put it up as the Junkies Poll of the Day, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. I can cut off your neck. I can cut you off at the neck.
It's all good.
Just get the jersey.
That's fine. We'll do it.
Hey,
I'll do it for the bit.
Drabby, what's going on with the Baldy? He
called me back. He's in Brazil for the Eagles game.
Oh, okay.
And so he was having trouble with connection. But just talk to him. He's going to come on next segment.
Okay, right. Very good.
All right, good.
All right, so let's take a break.
Probably scuba diving. Isn't that his thing?
Well, I mean, if you hear the Eagles players, he's locked into his hotel room, basically not going out on the streets.
Because
the NFL have ramped up the security for all of the players, because apparently Brazil's butt dangerous.
Brazil's a poop show right now. Yeah.
Right.
Gotcha.
Darius Slay was on a call, was basically saying the NFL told us not to leave our hotel rooms. Not to go out on the streets.
Well, you know what? Tell that to Ricky Pearsall.
Then he kind of got slapped down for it because he was basically causing a panic. And he's like, no, I'm good to go to Brazil. I can't wait. So Baldy will join us live from Brazil. We'll talk about the Bucks Commanders game and more with him next here on the 4th annual Crab Kickoff on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.